Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to Daily News. I'm Ross Chanley, again joined by Ben Kelly for this one. Lots to get through today. Before we do get started, I just want to remind some people that you can subscribe to the channel. We're doing really well so far, 21,497 to be precise. Thank you so much to all those that have joined so far.
Can we get to 21,500 by the time we've done streaming?
I hope so. It's only three heroes.
Surely. Step up and press subscribe.
Let's see if we can be a bit more ambitious. Five hundred and three more would be better.
But in the next 10 minutes, surely we can pick up the three to round that number around.
We will check. Come on. Yeah. First news story, as you would have guessed from the title, someone who's in fine form, Ben, is Joel Matip, and the rumours are that Liverpool wants to give a new contract. So this is coming from our friends at Reed Liverpool, Henry Jackson. Klopp desperate to sort a new Matip deal. LFC's most improved player. Joel Matip has gone up such a big level that he must be considered one of the Premier League's most improved players currently. Not going to argue with that. The Cameroon scored an excellent and excelled in Saturday's 3-1 win over Arsenal, continuing his rich vein of form that has now shown since the second half of last season. According to Football Insider, Jurgen Klopp is keen for Matip to sign a new deal in order to avoid the risk of losing him in January. The 28-year-old's current contract expires next summer, having joined Liverpool over the summer 2016. Ben, I can't argue with any of that. I think fans, pundits, everyone around football are starting to realise how good Joel Matip is. Yeah. His form, probably not even the last 6 months, probably a bit longer, has been incredible. And as we spoke about him in length on the final word yesterday, I'm still under that narrative where I think he's due a bad one. Mm. He's got an injury because he's had his injury problems. And all that has been blown out of the water. I don't want to tempt fate there and just get injured. But Liverpool are so good at doing this, aren't they? Of securing deals, getting people on long-term contracts and kind of securing that future. And, you know, it's right as well, his contract runs out next summer.
Yeah.
Get it done.
It'd be an absolute crime if you were to let him go, you know, the way he's playing. I think he's been absolutely fantastic. And I still think he's probably one of the most underrated players in the league still, even though he's getting this little bit of extra recognition right now. I think, you know, when you ask, like, the majority of neutral fans, you know, who the best centre-backs in the league, you know, they go with Van Dijk, Laporte, but they probably still rank, like, Joe Gomez above him. And I'm not saying that I don't, but, like, Joe Gomez must be gutted, put it that way, you know, that he did pick up this injury and he allowed Matip to get a grip in the starting 11, because suddenly Gomez has got a real fight in his hands to secure himself as the second choice.
Yeah, but it's credit to Matip as well, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
He was arguably, a year ago, fourth choice.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, his form, his injuries, you know, and Dejan Lovren's now fourth choice because of what Joel Matip's achieved. And I think, you know, it's not just that of securing that of, you don't want to go out and go and spend money on a centre-half when, you know, I think you mentioned Joe Gomez there, obviously Van Dijk was spoiled with, you know, some really good centre-halves. Go and get it done because you don't want to spend £80 million on a centre-half.
No, not at all. That he's going to be running around like he's got a towel around his waist.
Solid tweet that. Yeah. But yeah, let us know your thoughts on Joel Matip. Does he deserve a new contract? I don't think a lot of people are going to say no to that.
No,
but yeah, it's always good to talk. One person who might be on the way out or might not, Ben, is Bobby Duncan. I know you spoke to him in the summer during the pre-season tour of America, but just highlighted here, Liverpool's intentions with Bobby Duncan transfer clear as clubs try to prize youngster away from boyhood club. Both Fiorentina and FC Nordjylland, I don't know if I pronounced correctly, apologies, have approached Liverpool over signing the 18-year-old forward Bobby Duncan. It's come from Paul Gorst of The Echo. Liverpool rejecting the approach of Fiorentina before Bobby Duncan having no intention to sell the young forward, the Italian side have submitted an offer to academy director Alex Inglethorpe over the weekend to take Duncan on loan for the season with a €1.8 million, £1.6 million fee to take the deal permanent striker after the striker impressed in Italy. However, Liverpool rejected the offer out of hand, and no plan to sell a loan player at the rate as they rate him highly at the Kirby's club academy.
Yeah, I mean, look, it would blow my mind if we sold Bobby Duncan. I think it would be absolutely criminal. I think he can be a top player. He's only been here for a season. He's a Scouser. Like, there's so much. Yeah. I mean, I never like to tie that particular name to him. It's a fact that he is. He does have the potential to be a top player. I wonder. Obviously, there's been a bit of unrest seems to be on his part, like he's removed LFC from all his pro social media and stuff. I don't understand that, and I wonder whether there's some agents in his ear talking the wrong way, or whether he's getting a bit impatient. He is going to get so many opportunities in this squad if he keeps going. I think a loan would be right in a year's time. I think he does need another season to play at under 23s level. He did so well at under 18s last year, but I'd really like to see how he gets on at under 23s. And then beyond that, look at a loan to sell him. I mean, obviously, we perhaps look at I think we want £10 million for him or something. That was a story.
Which I'm going to come on to in a second.
Well, sorry about that. I know they link into the two, but if we somehow manage to negotiate £10 million quid for him, then you almost go, well, fair enough, because that is a ludicrous amount of money. But at the same time, I do think that if you're looking at the next 5 years, he could genuinely be a top striker for us.
There's the other thing as well, you mentioned agents there as well, but there's likes of Ryan Kent, who's frustrated that he's not got on loan. Yeah. I was talking to Jack before, he's doing the youth pub with you this afternoon. Uh-huh. Herbie Kane hasn't gone back to Doncaster.
No.
And it might be agents talking, or it might be players talking with each other, going, actually, I wanted to go, but I can't. We're on the Ryan Kent's down tools and stuff like that, and it's frustration there. So, as Ben did mention there, which links to the next story, is contradicting terms in here, saying Michael Edwards shows unbelievable transfer prowess with the latest eight-figure sale negotiations from Imperial Cop Biscan's boots. There he is. Beautiful
what
man.
Beautiful
what
man.
That man can't do with a transfer, I will never understand. Liverpool in discussion with Serie A giants Fiorentina regarding the loans to buy teams where Bobby Duncan has already mentioned. Football Insider again said that you claim the Italians have to pay £10 million to the agent in order to make the deal permanent. I think you're right. I think £10 million, fair enough.
Maybe we have a buyback clause. That's the key. Is that exactly what you were just going to say?
I was going to, yeah.
Sorry. You want to carry on with that point?
No, or do
you
want to do nothing else to say now. But yeah, you secure yourself for the future, because £10 million might seem a steal right now, but if he's to reach his potential of how you rate him and the people within the academy and Kirby, Alex Inglethorpe and those, £10 million can end up being a bargain in 2, 3, 4 years' time. He goes and goes out on loans and gets that experience behind him.
But Fiorentina might like him to the extent that they want to play him. In which case?
Well, that's where the frustration is coming from, because I think he's frustrated that he's not getting first team football. He's not going to going on Liverpool's first team right now, but he will get first team football at Fiorentina.
Yeah. In which case, like you say, look, obviously we both agree on that. Mm. If you get £10 million for him now, but you've got, I don't know, a £20 million buyback clause, or however much you might feel like he might be worth in a couple of years, and we get first dibs on him if he gets dead good, then that might end up being a better approach than just a normal loan, because obviously a loan tends to be for a year, but you could end up having what would in essence be like a 3-year loan almost, and if you're buying back later on. So it's a difficult one, but I think it would be silly from our perspective to let him go right now, especially because of the partnership he's got with Paul Glatzel. Those two are really good, and if they can continue that in the under-23s and develop together as players, then both of them are going to be superstars.
Cool, fair enough. Let us know your thoughts on Bobby Duncan. Would you let him go? And if you would it be loan? Would the £10 million, is that enough for you? Would you just get rid of him? Or, like Ben suggested, put a buyback clause in there.
And you were about to suggest.
I was about to suggest.
Give yourself some credit, Ross.
Yeah, like Matt did. Before we carry on to the next story.
It's the book.
The book, again. I know, I'm sorry. We've got a book out. So we did the first run. It sold out in less than a week. We've done the second run and we just sold loads again. I'm just going to say, if you want one while you can, I don't think we're going to do another one after this. So I'll get Si to put in a link after the fact when we're done with this. It's just a reflection of Liverpool's last season. Paul's written most of this, a little diary thing and loads of pictures, personalised pictures that he took while on his doing trips to Anfield, around Europe, to the final, and there's some player ratings in there after the game. So it's really good to go and have a look back at last season. There's an international break coming up, so if you're trying to get your football fixed for then, that'll kind of keep you covered for a week, hopefully. Next story is the Champions League draw on Thursday at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of get excited for it now,
Excited. I mean, I hate the Champions League group stage draw because it just takes forever. Mm-hmm. All I want is the result, and they go, okay, here's the first, but and then they go, okay, and here's somebody who won the Champions League about 11 years ago to come and do a speech and all that. So I hate the actual ceremony, but in essence, yeah.
They've got to milk it a little bit. Anyway, yeah, yeah. Just some information for those that aren't aware. Obviously, Champions League draw, group stages, when is it? 35 PM. What channel is it on, Ben?
Probably BT. No?
It's on the Redmen TV YouTube channel. We're going to do a live stream. We're going to do a live show. Thanks for that, Ben, for throwing us under the bus. We've got James Sutton, Adam Rowe, Chris are all going to be here doing a live stream as it's going on, reacting to that. So not on this YouTube channel, on the main Redmen TV channel. Thursday from about 4:30 or 5 o'clock, they will be on there to get entertained, so you can go and interact with them and get involved. Just a quick look at some of the teams. Obviously, not all in there yet because there's still games to be played today.
Tuesday and tomorrow night.
So the couple of pots in there. Obviously, we can't draw some of the big hitters, as you can see there. I know we did this last week as well, but you want to get your, you know, pots of who you'd ideally want.
There's a couple of killers in pot two, like, isn't there?
Pot two is just, I mean...
You take them, though. I mean, I'd love to play Madrid. Well, either Madrid.
Me and Tom actually did this last week, and I was like, yep, Shakhtar. And he's like, no, I want Dortmund. And he's thinking for the away trip.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. And there's a couple of others. Even Leon... Leverkusen arguably in there. Yeah. International as well. Inter Milan need to get Alexis Sanchez for £11 million on the loan deal. And obviously, you know, there's still some big teams in pot four as well, but there's still more to be decided. Final story before we get into some comments. Gary Neville tells Jurgen Klopp the next thing he must do at Liverpool.
Liverpool, I'm sick of talking about Gary Neville. I mean, we do around the league.
Liverpool have to win the Premier League title, according to Gary Neville. Cheers, Gary.
What a story. I don't know, is the blame on this with Gary Neville or the Echo? Like, you know what I mean? Like, does this need to be a story?
I'm pretty sure this hadn't clopped Klopp's head. This hadn't crossed Klopp's mind. No, cheers, I need to do that. From the man who said that we need to drop the Champions League last season to now this. I'm not sure if this is him obviously being asked a question or if this is him... putting pressure on early.
I'm not sure.
Mind games with, you know, Fergie's had a word as he going, oh, he just put this out in the press and put some pressure on, but that wasn't even a story. I don't want to see Gary Neville some shit, to be honest with you. Comments, questions?
So, a few different takes on the drone, massive stuff. Johnny Walker says, we'll always talk and hear about Mo, Sadio, Bobby, VVD, Trent, Robbo and Alisson, and rightly so. But for me, massive from Fabinho with the vital cogs that just do their job and get on with it, no frills. And then there's another bit of praise for him. Joey Murray says, with prices of centre-backs at the minute, Matip would cost upwards of £50 million to replace. It's a no-brainer to get him signed up to a new contract. He's getting game time too, so I can't see why he wouldn't sign. And then Redman says, of course he'll sign a new contract. Any other move would be a massive step down unless he goes to a Barca. He's actually been equal to Van Dijk all year.
Yeah, I'd agree with that as well. He is a mad one, isn't he, Ben? Because, you know, he's been at Liverpool for 2-3 years now, and he's kind of the past, like I've said
been
before,
a bit of a,
but, yeah, 8 months, and now it's kind of like, you know, he was fourth choice, and I was like, yeah, I'm fine with him having fourth choice, and now it's just like, he's proven that current players at the club can improve and they can get better, and especially people with injuries as well, and we've got a few of them on our side, and some of them are more senior than others. But Lovren was one of them, and I almost kind of... I'll admit, wrote Matip off.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think I did. Yeah, I think I was all in on us potentially signing another centre back in this window if one became available. But even at the moment, I think you can tell from his perspective. I mean, when he scored on Saturday, the joy in his face to score. Yeah, the joy in his face though, like the raw passion. He clearly loves the club as well. So I actually don't think that this will be too difficult of a negotiation to tie him down.
I think the other thing to remember in this as well is that we mentioned the competitiveness between Lovren and Gomez and obviously Van Dijk in there. It's healthy competitiveness, isn't it, Ben? Because this plays, and I think it says a lot about his attitude and his mentality of going, like Harris said, get rid of him. He's gone, I'm not having that.
No, I
want that spot.
Yeah.
Credit to
exactly,
him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Any more?
Someone actually paid us £2 to say this. Ben is my favourite. He's an absolute legend.
Thanks, Ben's mum.
Someone called Ben Pryor, so I'm sure Ben will be very
happy
with
thank
that
you.
One.
Unless Ben bought a book. Talking about himself.
Unless you're just talking about yourself.
Yeah. No. Ben bought a book, and Ben's a subscriber, so thank you, Ben.
Yeah.
Really? Well, thanks very much for that, Ben. Couple on Duncan. An interesting show, which I hadn't really thought of. John Cavalier says... Duncan should go to Rangers on loan if you want to give him some first team experience. Obviously,
window shut now, isn't it?
I don't think he'll be going this summer, but it is an interesting thought. And he goes on to say, Kent and Duncan on loan to Rangers. I think the Scottish window is still open.
Oh, is it? Okay, fair enough.
but it goes on to say Kent and Duncan on loan to Rangers with a first team appearance clause or a fee to be paid at the end of the season. Two prospects playing together under hopefully our future legendary manager. And then Joey Murray says youth players are now looking at Sancho and thinking they can do the same if given first team football, which is adding to their impatience.
Yeah, I kind of understand that. I never thought about it like that. Yeah. I've always been like, you're not getting picked, put your head down and crack on. But it also shows some sort of ambition from him, thinking actually he can go to Fiorentina.
And actually make an impact.
An impact, and all not in the same category as they were in the 90s when, you know, Italian football was amazing. To have that ambition, go, actually, no, I'm going to go over there and make a difference. I think there's a lot of German clubs. I think Rian Bruce was linked with much in Gladbach last season or the season before, and it kind of got out there. And fair play to them. They've got people to aspire to and go and get first team football. And fair play to the German Italian leagues for kind of looking over and actually saying, come on over here.
I know you can kind of see, I think their kind of attitude on it is that they're like baffled that we're not playing them. And they're like, well, you've got, we'll have them. What, 10 million quid? Fine. And that's kind of their attitude towards it. So whether or not this ring true with the Italians and, you know, rather than the Germans as well, will be interesting to see.
Yeah, fair play. We'll wrap it up there. Don't forget, Chris, Adam and James will be here on Thursday at 5 o'clock for the Champions League.
Red men.
Did we get the subscribers?
What?
Did we get the subscribers?
Oh, that's it. Refresh.
No.
Ah, we got one more.
Waste of time. Well, thanks very much, whoever did press subscribe. But
just you.
You tried.
I bet that was Ben.
I bet it was. Bless him. Anyway, there you go.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. We might be me and Chris, might be. We don't know. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.